What's up, you guys? You guys there? Hello?
I'm here now. I'm here now.
Is this still live?
Yes, we're on the air.
Okay.
Yes, we are on the air. I didn't know. I don't know if the song came on or anything, but we're on the air. I didn't hear what you said.
I said that we already do our intro.
I didn't hear it. I don't know. I just called in.
Yeah, so
I just called in.
So you introduced us, or?
Yeah, well, you were talking, and you know, I was like, you know, well, where is that? Where's that song? Let's do this right. Hold on a second. Let's do this right. Let's see. Wide receiver. Where is it?
I'm not everything on my laptop. You know how crazy it is.
Yeah. Let's see. Right here. We can do this right. I was just on here, but then after a while you didn't come on. I hung up. I was about to call in the host line. Let's see. Where the hell is it? Yeah, I'm trying to find this song. Trying to find this song here. Where the hell is this intro at?
That's right.
Let's see. Here we go. Where is it? Well, where are you hiding, Ms. B?
Everybody is hearing everything that you're doing right now live.
I know. That's fine. I'm an open book. You know me. You know, I'm not saying something that's going to throw me in jail. Not yet, anyway. Let me see.
Nice. Okay.
Is this it?
Okay, so
I think I found it.
I got thrown a little bit off because I'm having what I have is, okay, let me call this what this is. This is called Thirsty Thursday. Thirsty Thursday is that I have lunch with one of my besties, and on Thursday, I have lunch from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. with one of my besties, and it sometimes goes longer. So if y'all don't, I get off work at 3 o'clock, so from 3 p.m. until wherever the fuck I feel, it's called Thirsty Thursday. And tonight I have one of my besties with me because we're taking Thirsty Thursday into Thursday Night Thursday. And we're going to talk about sports. So for those of y'all who are trying to figure out what the hell is going on, we are currently at my home because Thirsty Thursday will happen a few locations. And Thirsty Thursday moves around. I know y'all ain't accustomed to this, and this is something new for James, but Thirsty Thursday can happen in a number of places, but this is Thirsty Thursday. Okay, unlike the rest of the folks who do Throwback Thursday and all the other shit, we're doing Thirsty Thursday because we drink. So.
What a newsflash that is. Surprise. Wow. Thank you, Queen of Obvious. Yes. Yes, now. Go ahead. Oh, by the way. Here's our problem. Give me the wide receiver. Hey, what's going on out there? V's After Dark Radio Land, you know what time it is. Well, usually 6 p.m. or it could be any time after that. So you know how it is here on Ask Ms. V Sports. Or any shows that we do here on V's After Dark Radio, you have no idea what the hell can happen here. I'm, of course, the host of this show, Ask Ms. V Sports, James Acevedo. Of course, and here's my lovely co-host, believe it or not, who runs everything, V's After Dark Radio, amongst other things. Ms. V, the Tour Lady, and her bestie, I guess we'll keep her name under wraps.
And yes, we do. But, because of a bar at my house, it says, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, so we will keep my bestie ass somewhere. And that's what you be called on the 5 o'clock somewhere. testing. And I talk her into, for those who don't understand, I talk her into being here. I got to pick up. Oh my God. You have to pick up. I'll talk somewhere.
Oh, boy. It's going to be an interesting show tonight. First of all, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we threw the G rating out the window right away a few minutes ago, if you didn't catch that. But anyway.
We're not going to talk about the D or the K or the P or the S. But what I will say is that we talk about the sports. And sports is always something that we talk about because this is Ashton Street Sports. So for those,
believe it or not.
Okay, I'm here. I hope because I'm sitting at home now because, like, my bestie is going to be talking.
Far away.
I'm not that far away. The reason is because I got the phone from, like, in the middle of us.
Okay.
You cool with
gonna
that?
It's going to be hard to. I can hear you, but I'm just used to the higher audio quality when you talk. But I understand. I have to pull an audible like Peyton Manning would do and then throw an interception afterwards. Okay, go ahead. And
damn, you have to say, she wasn't throwing that shit.
Okay, so are you going to give what's the word I'm looking for? Because we both have funerals as we speak, unfortunately. You know, there's the Lions funeral and there's the Giants funeral. So are you going to give what you call it? Good.
Let me explain to the eulogy on this. The eulogy for this is that.
There you go. That's what I was looking for. Thank you.
And the presence of the Giants and the Lions fans, I have to say that as we celebrate this repast of the home going of the team of 2016, we have to say that the Lions and the Giants put up a truly good fight, but they just did not fight enough. But going into 2016 and 2017, as the fans have always endured, we will come back as a true team, be it Giants, being Lions, or being other motherfuckers that shall not be named. What I will say is that we will hope and pray at the end of the day that the Packers get a broken leg somewhere along the way. If we can't get a broken leg, we'll get a broken arm. But Aaron, as we all know him to be, I hope there's a pussy in your future to be. Not a good pussy, but one that will break you. You know, the one that will break you down from here to eternity. As true Lions fans, that we hope that pussy sits in your mouth and chokes you to all eternity. Amen.
Amen.
Wow, that was already, that's already better than Obama's farewell speech. I never thought something would beat that. Wow, that's that was the best. That was awesome.
Okay, all I got a question is, do you like my eulogy?
Yeah, I like it. Both teams played very similar as far as the way the games went. It was very close in the beginning, and then.
Hold up. I'm going to say this. Yeah, nice. The Giants showed the fuck up. Where the fuck was the
money? They did.
They were eating pussy all day long because two fucking field goals don't make for a fucking touchdown. I'm sorry.
Well,
at least the Giants.
The Giants did the same thing. One touchdown and both field goals. So they're very similar.
I'm just saying,
you know, I mean, the Giants showed up, and it wasn't enough. They need. The offense was not good enough the whole year. That was their whole Achilles heel. And I wasn't surprised they lost.
Dang!
I told you. Go ahead.
Did you hear me?
Barely, but go ahead. Go ahead.
Did you like the eulogy?
Yeah, I did. I told you it was better than Obama's farewell speech. You didn't hear me when I said that? I was like, wow, that was awesome. That is a great eulogy. And, go ahead.
They don't.
No, that's for damn sure. That is for damn sure. But, you know, I didn't expect them, my Giants to go far anyway. So I wasn't upset. I wasn't, you know, now there was a few calls that I thought were bullshit. But just like the Lions went through, what a shock. But other than that, you know, unfortunately, I want the Packers to beat the Cowboys. Then the Packers could lose after that. Because I there's no way I'm going to root for the Cowboys to beat the Packers. I can't. There's no way. I'm not rooting for the Cowboys. There ain't no way in hell that's going to happen. No way.
For the Cowboys. Oh, we would be true. No, we wouldn't. Not against the Giants. Let's get that shit clear.
Green Bay
wasn't in there.
Okay, there we go.
When it comes down to the Cowboys against the Giants, we want the Giants to win. We hate the damn Pets. We hate
well, of
the
course.
Cowboys.
Or if the Lions would have faced the Cowboys, I would have the Lions to win.
Okay, we're going to be against the Lions. We're going to be for the Lions in that case, but they're
well,
not
man,
there.
I love you. I know. Uh-huh. And my team ain't either, so I always
but
go by, I was going to say,
but
I always go by what team I hate that I want to eliminate, and that's the Cowboys. I want them to be gone. Well, I'd like to see the Patriots lose, too, but I don't see that happening. But those two teams, they could be eliminated
okay.
for all I care.
I'm going to Vegas this week. Okay. For everybody who's listening to this show, all the fans, you know that I got to place some bets when I'm there. Somebody sent to Miss Vita's Toy Lady on Twitter, who should I be placing my odds against? Because, see, unlike 2 years ago where we were actually betting on Super Bowl, I need to figure out who's going to the Super Bowl. Somebody give me some real odds. I need to I can see this on the 17th to fly out on that Sunday. I need some money to go back.
Yeah, since you're going to Vegas next week, you're going to put your money on a team that is going to win the Super Bowl. Because remember, you did something like this, what was it, the year before? On a certain team?
But last year was about the team going. So I want the fans, okay, all of the fans who listen to this, I don't care who you're for. This weekend, you guys have up until Tuesday at 5 p.m. Well, 5
p.m. our time?
I'm better. Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I need you guys to tell me who I need to bet on because by Tuesday, we will know who is going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And all you right. guys need to see who to bet on when I'm in Vegas.
Okay. Okay, Ms. V. I just want to make sure that we're clear. Are you saying what teams are going to be in the Super Bowl or who's going to win the Super Bowl?
Who's going to win?
Well, if I had to pick one right now, I hate to say it. It might be the Patriots. I don't see the Cowboys either because they always mess up somehow. They always seem to mess up, even though that's usually when Tony Romo was quarterback. I like this Prescott kid a lot, but it's the Cowboys. And lately, for the last over 20 years or so, they're not the Cowboys like they were back in the day with Troy Aikman and them guys. So until proven wrong, I don't see the Cowboys even making it to the Super Bowl. The question would be who would be in the NFC, representing the NFC. I say it would be either the Packers or the Falcons, believe it or not. So it might be, but I hate to see the Cowboys. I have a bad feeling. I won't be surprised if it will be Patriots-Cowboys, but I see the Cowboys screwing up more than I do the Patriots do because the Patriots are just a well-oiled machine. They don't mess around. They're all about business and winning championships. So I don't see them, like, really spitting the bit unlike the Cowboys. So I do see, as far as the AFC, I see the Patriots being in the Super Bowl, unfortunately. Unless the Chiefs and the Steelers are the only two teams I could see having a chance. The winner No, that's the thing, because the Chiefs and Steelers are facing each other this weekend. Those are the only teams that I feel that could beat the Patriots, if that's the chance.
Dang.
Right.
You sound like a pussy sucky bitch and a goddamn bad tampon. Pick a team.
Oh.
England.
Oh, I did pick a team. I'm just saying. The Patriots, I think the Patriots is your best bet, but I don't think you make your most money because that would be a big-time favorite. You would want to pick a team that most likely won't win the Super Bowl that's left and you or get more money back in return, which I would probably would say maybe the Steelers. Steelers or Packers?
Okay, like I said, this weekend we'll know who's won the Super Bowl, right?
Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be guns to my head. Patriots Cowboys, unfortunately. I hope I'm wrong, but I think it might be Patriots Cowboys in the Super Bowl.
Okay, my question to you is that are we going to do a show Tuesday night? Yeah, I put this out there last night. Are we going to do a show Tuesday night to have people come in and say who's going to win or no?
I don't mind that. I'll be available depending on, because I know you West Coast time, so obviously this will probably be a later show, right?
I'll actually be out in Vegas Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a question of, do anybody want to take that poll? And we'll give people up until Friday. I won't place the bet until Saturday. And I will step up. Well, man, I'm willing to step up on better.
Okay.
By Friday night. On Saturday, I will take the majority and I will place the bet on the winning team. And we will do a raffle, which I will have no part in. I'll send everything to you. We'll do a poll and
mm-hmm.
I'll fly to that poll. How about that? And I'll have dinner with me.
So you saying on Saturday you're making a bet on who you think is going to win. We're going to take it all the way. And this raffle is for what now?
The people who say who's going to bet, I will take the majority of those who say that's going to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay.
I will put them on a bet. I will place the bet. For those who win, I will say those people, if that team wins the Super Bowl, those people go into a raffle, and I will pay to have dinner with them, but you and I.
Oh, nice. That sounds cool. Now I got you. All right. I hear you. Now, will they have to, DM you or something, or whatever, get at you somehow? Social media, whatever, to let you know.
I'll poll where they've got to do a $10. I'll do some type of poll where they've got to pay $10 to enter. Just like Naomi does.
Mm-hmm.
It will not be a scary amount, but I will set it up online, and I will set it up before this weekend is over, and we will give people until 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Saturday to make their bet. And those who choose the Super Bowl, one of the teams is going, and the majority that picks the teams that are going to the Super Bowl, we will take those from the winning team at the Super Bowl. I will have you and I will have a dinner with them. I want to understand this dinner. There will be
I'm involved too. Wow. Nice.
You know, with them.
Oh, that means we have to. Well, okay, so we have to split the bill for this person. Okay. Whoever it may be. That's it. Now here's a good question. Now, would it be like Naomi, we'll go to their city? You know what I'm saying? We go to their city and stuff like that to have the dinner?
See, for this, we'll go to. So, for everybody to understand, the proceeds from this, and I will say everything up on the poll, the proceeds from this will go.
Charity of their choice.
No, it's not going to be a charity of their choice. It's going to go to Oh my God.
The happy
my
hour. Is... The happy hour fun. Thirsty Thursday fun.
Remember, from TLC, what did she, and I apologize right now, I've been drinking, but I know that charity I wanted to go to, and it's a very reputable charity, and I will put that out there,
mm-hmm.
that it will go to charity because she is afflicted with this disease.
Oh, gotcha.
And I'm super good. And no, I'm not trying to be funny.
No, at this time. Very serious this time. I like the blueprint so far. Now let's build from here.
Now I do
on this idea.
So like she's gonna hang the 7 o'clock with me. Yes, she is, because she's gonna hang the next 35 minutes.
Hello, lady. How are you? Is she shy? She's too shy to be on the show.
Is she too shy?
Hello, my dear.
Okay.
Please join us. It's only for the
7 o'clock. Okay. It's for the Sickle Cell Foundation. So I'm not trying to be funny. It's funny still.
No, that's not funny about that.
Yeah. Gotcha. A lot of FFs are affected with sickle cell anemia. And that's where the proceeds from this will go to. So when you guys
awesome.
Ask where is it going to go, it's going to go to sickle cell anemia, and I guarantee you that this money is going to go to.
Ms. V is a very charitable person, so I know, you're legit with that. Absolutely.
But that's why I said I got to get my charity in order, because I wasn't trying to be funny, but it will go to sickle cell anemia.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And for those
very charitable woman, as always.
It's from sickle cell anemia, and if you don't know anybody else, you have TST Boss, ill is left eye, and left eye is chili. I mean, she's chili. So it's like you got your left is left eye. C is T Boss and C is Chili. And Chili is the one who is like, she's got a bomb ass body. I can't stand her. But that's how I passed away. And T Boss is.
Yeah, I love Chili. I love the food and the woman. Damn. Both are hot. Yes.
And I'll say, oh, she's just drunk. No, I'm not doing that stuff. And T Boss, if you're listening to the show, yes. I'm gonna do this.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give everybody until that Friday. I think it's the 22nd or 23rd of January. And because I think after this weekend we'll know who's going to the Super Bowl, if I'm not mistaken.
That'll be wrong, because the following week will be championship weekend, and then we will know who goes to the Super Bowl after that.
You have a better chance. Okay, if you predict who's going to Super Bowl from the last 14, then those who predict who's going will actually be entered in a chance to win. And like I said, this will be a dinner with me and James. And
that's right.
Why is it you and I, James? Because you guys are going to have to get to New York. I ain't going to lie. You know what? We will fly to the location where you're at.
That's right.
Understand. We will come to where you're at if you are the winner. But understand that this will be a dinner with the two of us. It will not be a dinner just with me. It will not be a dinner just with James. But
exactly.
See some nice things that will go with that dinner.
I know drinks will be involved. We would definitely do that.
You got to contact him. So for anyone who's wondering, this is all personal. I've got to give the number out. But while my girl was looking at me, she's looking at me like I'm twisted. She gave me like this twisted look. because she's trying to leave, and I told her that she was going to have to stay here with me for my show.
But that's not cool, and because we had the whole promotion that she was going to be part of the show, so she can't stay in the show. Come on now.
She's not a racist person. She's not on Instagram. She's not on Twitter. She's not on any of that shit. It's just like one of my girls who she like loves me and to give that. I'm talking about for the listeners because this is like Thirsty Thursday.
Yeah.
And this is our every Thursday that we're in the city together, we do Thirsty Thursday. The majority of the time we're not on the air.
No. That is correct.
This week we are on the air, so we're like doing like Thirsty Thursday shit, and we're like all over the place. And that's why she keeps saying the Patriots. I don't understand because I'm not a Patriots fan, so I'm going to ask her to speak on that shit. So I want you and her to argue the Patriots shit out.
Why Tom Brady?
Why the Patriots?
Tom Brady. Period.
James, what you got to say about this shit?
What, did your lovely friend said that the Patriots are going to go all the way?
Hell yes, absolutely.
Okay, did you hear what she said?
Tom Brady.
I heard. I just see, but see, there's a method to my madness. I want her to get closer to the phone so I can hear even better. Tom Brady, yes. Okay, well. I mean, that's the safest bet to go to say the Patriots, unfortunately. I mean, they are the best team, I think, of any team in the playoffs right now, in the AFC or the NFC. So it would not surprise me if they go to the Super Bowl again for the billionth time. But we'll see. Hopefully they don't, but we'll see. So you said the Patriots? That'll be, we'll see. I got a feeling you're going to be right.
Oh, yeah. Tom Brady, because he has to prove himself because of the whole deflating of the football. Yeah, never happened. So, therefore, the Patriots, they have an awesome team, period.
But who's going against the Patriots?
It doesn't matter because they're
who's
the
going
best.
Against the Patriots?
If I was to bet.
Come on, yeah, I'm putting your ass on the front line. Okay, see, this is what happens. You put your best knee on the front.
She did pretty good right there for a minute. She did pretty good right there. Look at her holding it down. I think it's going to be the Patriots.
Nobody. It will not be. Okay, but who is it going to be?
Not the Lions.
Well, the Lions.
Cowboys.
All right, I'll put the salt in the wound deeper now. We know that. Well, not the Lions.
Lions failed on a lot of levels. They kept saying that.
Okay, but those qualified. You said the Patriots. Who else? Who's going to be?
Who in the NFC? The NFC is going to face the Patriots as well. Thank you. There you go.
Only thing is, with the Patriots, you can only measure. You can't get. It's the Patriots in the Super Bowl. If I was to bet, if I was to guess, because I wasn't going to bet.
Okay, but see, you on the radio now. And don't nobody know who the hell you are, but my is going to put you on. The Patriots and who in the Super Bowl?
Yes.
If you guys could see the look on her face, because you only watch it.
Time to play some thicky music. Okay, come on.
Huh?
Come on. Think of the NFC team. Come on. Let's see. Who could it be? Maybe the Falcons. Maybe the Packers. Unfortunately, maybe the Cowboys. Yuck. Can we all vomit if that happens? Jesus. I'm sorry. The Cowboys make it after. I'm rooting for the Patriots. If the Cowboys face the Patriots, I'm rooting for the Patriots. Ain't no way I want to see the Cowboys win. Hell no.
Did you hear what she said?
No, I'm sorry.
Patriots in the Super Bowl.
Patriots and who?
Packers.
Packers. Well, that's not bad. I mean, that's not a bad prediction. Aaron's got to carry that team like he's been doing for the last 8 weeks, though, for that to happen, because their defense is not as good. Other than Aaron Rodgers, they're not really that great, to be honest with you. They're not. Unfortunately, I think even the Cowboys are better than them, but we'll see this upcoming Sunday with that game when they
meet
each other.
But my whole thing is that you got it. Like I said, we won't say who my girl is, but y'all heard that prediction. Y'all, okay,
she's
first of all, you got
that's for sure.
Prediction.
Yes.
Packers, if you look at the people that have been hurt in the Packers compared to the, what's the other team? They don't even exist. So, basically, the and New
team.
England.
The other team that plays in the D? Yeah, that team, yeah.
Yes. New England. And I have to tell you, the last game between the Lions and the Packers, I have to say, I was at the game, so she needs to shut the fuck up. So,
but you're giving bad luck, Miss V. I think you're giving bad luck, Miss V. The last two times you go to when the Packers play the Lions, they lose.
My girl, but it's like, I don't care what you guys say about that. When Green Bay, Aaron threw the ball in the end zone, and he caught it with one hand, being blocked by a Lion.
As I was at that game,
I will put my money that the Packers against Patriots any day. Now, Patriots will come out of it as a winner. But Green Bay and Packers, at least it'll be a good game.
You're not as fucked up. You're not as real fucked up. For all of you listening, you're not as fucked up because he's at my summer. But y'all don't understand, we're sitting in my bar area, and you guys don't know I have a bar at my house. And we're sitting at my bar. And that's why I'm going to say her name. But we're sitting at my bar. And the fact that she said this shit at my motherfucking bar and did not give a fuck that I was sitting here is really fucked up. Lions have a chance against Aaron. First of all, that team is awesome. You hear me?
It's only because you didn't call out our whole car, which was his motherfucking brother, okay?
I know, they didn't do that. We were talking about last week. They should have brought his brother on the Giants sideline, distracted him, or have him be the kicker or something. Distract him with some shit, and that maybe would have had a chance to win. But
this
is what it is.
I pussy too many white boys, and I'm going to open up my pussy. I'm going to say, yo, Aaron Rodgers, I'm fucking your brother. And that's it.
Yeah, that'll fuck him up, baby. That might throw him off.
It's got to be like this. Once you got penetration, it's a fuck, okay? And we're going to do it with a condom. A couple of condoms, because, we're not sure where that dick been.
Steel busted radio condoms.
How many pussies has he been in? We got to layer that shit up. Let's keep it real. I'm just keeping it real. When you put your dick in any pussies possibly, we got to layer up the condoms. Am I wrong?
Well, you have to be cautious. That's if Aaron Rodgers is straight. There are rumors that he's gay. I'm just saying.
Okay. His brother. If I'm going to possibly fuck his brother, I put a few condoms on. 1, 2, 3. But you have to say, Matthew Stafford has played best. He has played.
But he ain't stuck his dick in 10 pussies.
Yeah, but he has played. He has come out of the pocket. He has thrown outside of the pocket.
But
he
got chocolates and a fucked up finger.
That you want to use that excuse? He
has come out of the pocket. He has completely ran. But the problem is, and I'm
on the way.
Girl, but
I'm enjoying this, by the way. I'm enjoying
always argue some point that people don't like. So I'm going to argue to fuck a finger in triplets, okay? It might not be as a for those of who don't know, I'm a true blue. I bleed. Had a little blue and gray. So when y'all want to understand where my argument comes from, okay, he had a fucked up finger and triplets on the way. So he had an excuse. I don't care what nobody else. He had an excuse for his fucked up season. On the other hand,
no.
I will sit there and take three condoms and fuck Aaron Rodgers' brother, and I will fuck him up, okay? I'm just saying.
Got to be three, though.
And, okay, for all the listeners who are wondering, and I know that we're supposed to be a family-friendly show, but family-friendly is I done broke all the protocol tonight. Let me tell y'all something.
Yeah.
I do have. Okay, but let's make this clear. For everybody who wants to know how family friendly we are, I do have. And for those of y'all, I'm not going to put it online because me and my bestie who's sitting here with me, we actually are true Blue Lions fans.
Yes, I am.
And we have, what most people would not understand, are, okay, I got to give her a high five when I do this. We have on reserve, y'all ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Season tickets for the 2017-18 season.
You right. know they may not.
No, we would be season ticket holders. Now, I can't speak for her, but this will be the first time that I will be a season ticket holder.
Me too.
So really? We are first season ticket holders for the 2017-2018 season.
Wow. Nice. So you're going to go to every home game? You're going to go to every home game?
Most definitely.
Oh, okay.
I can't
well, me out for that.
That home game. How about that?
Nice.
I have for those y'all, okay, for everybody who follows me knows that the tickets I have purchased all season, and you guys follow me pretty much on Instagram, I have been in the end zone. You guys have never seen me in a bad seat. Am I correct?
Correct.
And the fact that I get to choose my seat, unlike this past year,
mm-hmm.
imagine, all I can tell you is that I will have the same section, but much better seat.
Oh, a little closer, huh?
Girl with me, which is more messed up, we'll be talking, so instead of having two seats, we'll have four seats next to each other. And we have a lot of people that we work with that have season tickets, so it'll be like maybe a whole row of us.
Mm. Nice.
But for those that don't know who Miss V, the toy lady is, I will always be sporting the Miss V attire or being true to who I am. So for the 2017-18 season, yes, you will see me in season tickets at the home games for the Detroit Lions. So well, I got my homegirl here with her. Damn, we got the same color hair, don't we?
Pretty much.
And the difference is that I'm on Instagram and all that shit. So you guys have to like look for her next to me because I'll be putting her handle out there. You're on Twitter, right?
But you don't like people.
Okay, she'll be out there. Because if she hangs on me, you guys.
You don't like me?
She'll be out there.
You don't like me in the very few minutes you got to hear me?
Oh, I love you.
Oh, there you go. Good answer.
Okay. So everybody's like really tripping. different because I said that. Now, in all actuality, you know, a lot of my friends in my private adult industry, this is like one of my besties, and she's one of the few who don't mind that I'm in the adult industry, so she'll be out there with me, you know. I might not put her name, but she'll have her face out there with me. If you guys saw me on Instagram and Periscope during the holiday, even though I didn't shout out her name, she was out there with me. But you guys, during the holidays, especially during the upcoming season, I know we've got, what, 10, 15 minutes left? Shit, we got some time left. What else are we going to talk about? Okay, the Pistons suck. What else are we going to talk about, James?
Well, well, no. Our basketball team sucks. The question is, which one is worse? Is it my Knicks or your Pistons? Might be my Knicks, because we got stars on our side and we suck. So it's more embarrassing. Yes. At least with your team, you got, you know, up and coming people. So you kind of got a little bit of a good reason. Like, okay, you know, they're starting from scratch again. It's not like you have the bad boys from back in the day and they suck. You know, you have like a up and coming team that's trying to be a contending team. Where what's my team's excuse? Besides horrible management, horrible leadership, and not knowing what the hell they're doing over there in the garden. But I digress. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of time to even watch them. It's not even funny. Did you hear with Derrick Rose going AWOL the other day? And then he claimed that, it was a family emergency? Yeah, okay. And didn't contact the Knicks at all? I mean, let's make it clear. When an athlete has something major happen, God forbid, in their family, any team in any sport have no problem giving an athlete, you know, their time to go be with their loved ones, God forbid something happens, right or wrong, right?
Correct.
They'll give them the common, right? They will never be like, you can't do it. They'll give them private jet, the car service, right? And, you know, whatever they need to get to whatever happens, right? So I don't want to hear that was the reason, okay, because that's a lie. Because he was at the shoot-around the other day, and obviously something pissed him off. I don't know if the coach, Hornacek, told him, look, you're going to start off the bench or something. Something pissed him off. Something pissed him off. Whether it was Carmelo Anthony acting stupid again, who knows? And you wonder why him and you know who are friends. I'm just saying, the guy that starts with the letter L. but something pissed him off that he just went AWOL, which is not professional, by the way.
Hey, James.
It's not professional. Yeah.
So that's playing against Cleveland?
He's like one of those. Yeah, he's that guy that, you know. You know, he thinks he's all that, and, you know.
I know.
And all that other stuff.
James, they're picking me all up clear. James, so are you saying that he was sucking LeBron's dick?
That would be great if that was the story. if that was the story, if Derrick Rose was sucking LeBron's dick, and that's why he went AWOL, At least that'd be a reason. Yeah, but there, don't give me, I believe that more than I believe that he went because something with his family in Chicago. I'm sorry, that's not what happened. I mean, I'm sorry. Something pissed him off and he acted like a baby. All he had to do was tell the management, look, something pissed him off and he claimed it was a family emergency and he wasn't thinking straight. And that's why he didn't answer their calls or told them where he was going. That's unprofessional. You don't do that. You don't do that. I'm sorry. You know, if you pissed that about something that happened, whatever, you deal with it. You know, you deal with it and deal with it inside. Don't leak it out. Don't do none of that stuff. It's just stupid.
James, my question to you is, whose dick was he fucking sucking or who was he fucking?
But Derrick Rose, I don't know. I think Derrick Rose. I can see LeBron being a catcher more than a pitcher, to be honest with you.
Okay. I know y'all hear like background noises.
Yeah, a little bit. I know I do.
You like asking
not from my
questions.
End. That's from you. That's from you.
No. There was like a question here about something. We was like, how the fuck you do that? And I'm like, how the hell you do that? I'm still walking. Because this is like my little sister. You guys are on it. Women, you ain't taking women. You leaving money in my house?
By the way, she sounds very pretty, very beautiful. Your friend sounds very beautiful.
It's like, that's why I don't say who's at my house. Because, like, we have, like, bow deposits and shit and money and stuff. And y'all like, laughing at us and stuff. But it's like, I make sure folks are in their cars. Now, in a minute, I'm going to be sitting here and I'm going to switch back over to my Bluetooth because, like, she didn't switch over to her car and stuff.
Okay.
And I know, I understand that, you know, I can't speak for other folks. I can speak for how I roll. I'm trying to get this back up real soon.
Okay, hopefully. Can you guys still hear me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, like, she's, like, in her car now.
Oh, so you can say goodbye to her. Aw.
I said goodbye, and
I didn't
y'all
say
don't seem to understand. Okay, I apologize. I'm sorry. But this is, like, Thursday.
Yes.
And this is, like, what I do. And I will never, ever say who's hanging out with me on Thursday. And for
I
those of y'all who don't
that.
Understand, and I will never, ever say who hangs with me on Thursday because Thursday is a private affair. And
gotcha.
It may sound stupid when I say it, but it's like one of those things, like Thursday is like a fun thing for me. And this is where me
like
and my girlfriends hang out. No, I kid you not. It's like a very fun thing. Man, I have different girlfriends who come hang with me on Thursday. And every Thursday, I may have 1, 2, 3, sometimes no girlfriends that hang out with me on Thursday, and we call it Thursday. And we go to different people's homes, but we continue to work. And we, I like to cook. I love to cook. And for anybody who knows, I just got this new stove. So it's like my big thing is like I want to cook for everybody. I love to cook. I mean, if you were here, James, I would be cooking for you. I kid you not. We'd be on air and your ass would be eating and you'd be like the rest of
God. What a life. What a life. I believe you.
I'm not,
wow, what a life
I'm not trying to be funny. And people,
I know.
People
I believe
think
you.
I'm joking.
No,
like,
I don't
love
think
you to
know
cook.
Me. I believe you. I know that. I've been knowing that you love to cook. Known you almost 3 years.
And it's something that I get, you know, some people say, oh, well, this. And I was like, oh, no, I love to cook. I love to cook my friends. And I'm going on vacation in a few months with some of my friends. I won't say who because somebody has already posted about it, but I won't talk about that. But I will be on vacation with one of my best friends,
even though
they piss me off. And if the opportunity, which I think it will, I know it's going to arise. I love cooking. And I know people might not think that, some people may think that's crazy, but I love to cook. I think food is the way of making people happy.
Mm-hmm.
And with me loving to cook and loving that joy that goes with cooking, I'm probably looking forward to this vacation more than most people. Because I'm like, I can't wait to see the kitchen. I ain't gonna lie. I'm serious. I'm like, I'm gonna attack the damn kitchen. Because that's what I wanna do. I'm ready for this kitchen. And I'm like, oh, my God, I can't wait to tackle this kitchen because I'm going to have so much fun with it.
Cool. That's what's up. It's about time, right?
I'm I'm ready for it. I ain't gonna lie. And then it's like my girlfriend who just left my home. She's like, and I'm mad because she didn't say, oh, I will be taking my food to her house. Like when I say I cook, she should be okay.
No, I know. She sounds very, very pretty.
I love her. That's like one of my besties.
Yeah.
And it's like when people talk about how I cook and they laugh at how I cook because I love to cook. I mean, a lot of people don't know I love to cook. And I think because I'm always, okay, James, you've heard me talk about I'm trying to lose weight, I'm trying to lose weight. But most people don't hear me talk about how much I love to cook.
Yeah, you don't say it enough.
I don't really talk about it, even though that's one of my passions. Now, I think you know I love to cook.
Absolutely.
Because you've heard about people like Naomi Banks and other people that talk about my cooking and how.
Macaroni and cheese, yeah.
Lord Jesus, that macaroni and cheese.
By the way, shout out to her.
Big shout outs. And she's supposed to be in Vegas next week, and I don't know where she's going to be.
Yes.
So it's like, and I know y'all say, I don't know, because I don't know. I'm serious, I don't know.
I think she might be doing her show from there, if I'm not mistaken.
I think also. And I'm like, oh, my God. Do you know how much I want to be on this show? I'm not going to lie. I want to be on that show so bad.
You would be so awesome, especially, you know, because she's on, you know, she got her YouTube channel, and she's on that new station. So that would be cool. Yeah, you'd be great. Especially with Alexander DeVoe there. Oh, you two. Oh, that would be a great show. Oh, my God.
Why she trying to get me on there? Yo,
that
you do all the bookings.
Oh my God.
Yo.
Oh my God.
Hey, yo, show producer, why don't you try to get me on there?
No, let me rephrase that. And let's, as you would say, let's make this very clear. technically, the job does sound like I'm a producer. I'm just a bookkeeper. I'm just a guest booker. That's all I am. Nothing more, nothing less.
Well, the next time I'm doing, I say, come on, yo, producer, get me on there.
But definitely you would be one of the people that I haven't got a chance, you know, to really talk, you know, like that with her as far as that part. Because I already got a few people in mind, and that's including you, that I'm trying to get on the show, you know, on her show. So I am the bridge to that.
I haven't done any spots in so long. And everybody
because
they think that because you have your own radio show and they think that that's all it is. But no, it's about exposure. So, no.
Yep.
I want to be on there. I'm not mad about I have no shame.
Yeah.
Get me on there.
Oh, yeah. I know you have no shame. You definitely have no shame. Look at tonight's show.
Oh.
Doesn't matter. The show must go on regardless. But that would be a great. I mean, you know, when you used to call in when she was on Playboy Radio, you know, you were
I've
great.
I've actually been on her show.
Yeah.
Now, I've actually been a guest. So when people sit there and say, when people hear you say, I called in, no, I didn't just call in. I've actually been a guest.
Yep. That's right. Yeah, that's a little more prestige. But I think with you being a guest on there, especially with her co-host Alexander DeVoe, who's he's freaking hilarious. His way of thinking just makes me laugh.
He has such a big dick. No, he has a big dick.
Oh.
I don't understand that.
And that's the exclusive. And that's an exclusive from Ms. V.
Like, it ain't nothing like, I guess, I gonna lie. It's getting close to 8 p.m., so it's like I have to get my mindset ready, and you guys don't understand.
You already do.
It's like
you already are. You're there already.
It takes more than that. No, I'm not there yet, but I'm getting there.
Oh, look out!
Let me understand. Let me let y'all understand this.
Yeah.
Like, it's like when you like. Okay, you guys think that it's like, oh, you see these guys and all this. Do you understand how it is for a female to walk up to a dude? And it's like, any old female can't just rub her ass up against a dude. And I say this honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, rubbing up against Alexander DeVoe, I mean, he looked at me like I'm a fucking groupie or whatever. I kid you not. And I'd be like, damn. So, I ain't gonna lie. I'm not the nobody. And I know Alexander, but it's like any other groupie who's out there, and y'all said, like any other groupie, I will sit there because you gotta realize, unless I have your number on my phone, let's get this shit clear.
Uh-huh.
If I don't have your number locked in my phone, I will mistake you for somebody else. And when I say that, like when I look in my phone, and I won't say the name of the individuals that I have locked in my phone, but I have a number of adult African American male stars numbers in my phone.
Gotcha.
So when I send them a message and I say, yo this or yo that, there's only one adult star who is trying to get me to come to the adult industry, and I have fun with it. And James, you know who that is, because I always tell him. He's been on the show a number of times. I'm like, you ain't going to get me that way. And we know who it is, and it's like one of my favorite. I mean, I love him, and he loves me. And when he comes on the show, he always says that he gets more bookings after he comes on the show. But aside from that, the adult male stars who know me, they know me because I'm Miss V. I am the toy lady. I'm that, you know how they say out of everybody, it's like, who's that bitch? I'm that bitch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm that bitch who will never suck your dick or spread their pussy for you. And
all
you
right.
And I know one of our good, and you and I know one of the good friends of the show that has been very honest that he knows that he's tried on different circumstances to get me to do it, because the person I'm talking about has a cartoon series. And I'm like, oh, you ain't getting me that way, because you said that goes to reality. But understand, for those y'all who are in the adult industry and you listen to Ask Miss V Sports and you say, oh, well, we're going to get this. First of all, I love my sports. And if you heard my girl tonight talking, and she is not part of the adult industry at all. I have a lot of friends who have nothing to do with the adult industry.
Mm-hmm.
So if you heard her talking about sports, understand this is about sports. But understand that tomorrow night, you guys need to listen to Ask Miss V Sports, because I am ready to turn it up, and I can't turn it up tonight.
Well, it's all about sex, sex, and more sex. You said it's really all about sex, sex, and more sex tomorrow, not Ask Miss V Sports tomorrow.
Yeah. I just can't turn it up tonight. And it's after 7 o'clock. I know we don't pass the hour.
Yeah, we did. We made
it. So what were you trying to talk about tonight? Because I really don't know.
We said what we needed to say.
You sure?
Oh yeah, big time. Absolutely. You know, our teams.
We talked about the Giants and the Sorry. We talked about the Giants and the Sorry Lions.
Mm-hmm.
I got a question.
All right.
And this is me, all serious. The line. Caldwell is coming back for the Lions. Is the Giants coach coming back?
Oh, absolutely, he's coming back. That was his first year
no.
Coach McAdoo. Then Mac could do. That's a coming back.
No, the reason why I asked is because, you know, like I said, the big question out there was the Lions coach coming back. And they made the announcement, before the Packers game that he was coming back. But because I don't follow the Giants, I'm not going to lie, I don't. I wish I would have thought the Packers. Y'all didn't do it. That's what we had to do a eulogy tonight. But
yeah, I'll wait till next year. Well, later this year, actually. Wait till September.
No, we gotta wait till next year.
Yeah, but you know what I'm trying to say. Because actually, the next season is later this year. But you know what I'm saying. But I know what you're saying.
I know.
Yeah, but your coach deserved to stay. I mean, they had a good season. He didn't deserve to get fired.
He didn't. We just sucked.
Yeah, exactly. Bingo. Bingo. Easy.
Okay.
No more to it than that. Exactly.
The fact that I've got too much alcohol in my system.
Yeah.
I probably shouldn't be talking no more.
Nah, especially
and for those
of
y'all who
hour.
Don't know what a dump cake is, I'll sing tomorrow night. Okay,
oh,
I'm going to try to stay sober because tomorrow night is the last show. Tomorrow night we'll discuss if we're going to have a show on Tuesday night, but the fact that I'm too buzzed to have any more discussion.
Yeah.
Am I wrong? What's up, James?
No. I think you're not wrong. I think it's time to go into the internet radio horizon for now and save your thoughts until tomorrow night at 10 p.m. for It's All About Sex, Sex, and More Sex. How you like that promotion? You like that segue, huh? Ah,
always.
Like that. Ah, see, that's why I'm here. What do you think? You motherfuckers think I got here for the hell of it? Ms. V know who to pick. She knows talent when she sees it.
With that said,
yes,
you want to close us out, James?
Yes, Ms. V, absolutely, my dear. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to Ask Me Sports this evening. Like Ms. V just said, we won't be on next week for obvious reasons, because of the AVNs and stuff like that. But the week
we can be on next week. I just won't be there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, correction. I'll be on next week. Ms. V won't be on next week, but I'll be on next week. I've done that before, so that's right. You're absolutely correct. My bad. I apologize. Next Thursday, I will return to host Ask Me If You Sports solo, and we'll talk about what happened in the division round, even though Ms. V and I don't really care because our teams are done, but, you know, as being professional, you know, we'll see who moves on and whatever. Hopefully, it won't be as boring as this past weekend, because I'm telling you, the wild card weekend this past weekend was one of the worst I've ever seen in a long time. Thank you. Wasn't it? I know it wasn't just me. I
was
because my team lose. It's more. The other games suck, too. It is dead. You know, including my game. Trust me, the Giants are not. You know, I'm just saying. All the
first
games.
Of all, the Lions didn't show up, and at least the Giants.
The Giants
did.
Yeah, for the first 28 minutes. For the first 28 minutes, they showed up. They sacked Aaron Rodgers 5 times. Didn't do nothing for it. They couldn't score. They had the opportunities where they couldn't score touchdowns, dropping balls. And all that other stuff, and they, you know, when you keep Aaron Rodgers, giving him a chance, and then with that stupid Hail Mary, which, by the way, that Hail Mary touchdown should have been waved off, because the Cobb, whatever his name is, that caught it, that was offensive pass interference. He pushed the guy and then caught the ball. Of course, they don't call it, because it's a Hail Mary, it's the end of the first half. That's all bullcrap. I hate that. See, that's the NFL that pisses me off. It's like they make up rules that they go along and they only enforce it when they feel it's necessary. And that pisses me off. Why have these, like the holding calls and all this other stuff? They pick and choose when to use it. And that makes people think, like, yo, is this legit? I'm just saying. I hate to say it like
but
this.
Is that what they do on a regular basis?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it's very inconsistent. They're consistent of being inconsistent. Does that make sense? They're consistent of being inconsistent.
I am.
That's the only consistent thing they have.
They're consistent.
Thank you, Roger Goodell. Thank you, Roger Goodell.
They are consistently inconsistent.
Thank you, Roger Goodell, the worst commissioner of all sports for a lot of reasons, and we all know why. On and off the field, especially off the field. That's all I got to say. You know what I'm talking about. Off the field. In bold letters. Horrible commissioner. Anyway.
Okay, the fact
that
I just look at a clock and it says 7:09, and I'm sitting here like, damn, did I? No, I'm getting ready to laugh about something. And me and my girlfriend, we were laughing all day long because it's like, and I know everybody, and we were talking about this because it seems like I have like this humongous house. And I want to make something clear. I do not have a humongous house. Do I have two sides to my house? Yes. And we were actually joking about it because I was like, okay, I'm going to the other side of the house, but I know that if I'm on the other side of the house, I can't hear anything. And, you know, when you think of other side of the house, you think of, like, damn, how big is this bitch house is, right?
Damn. Damn, what complex
it's
is
not that big.
It's complex.
It ain't.
It's complex.
I ain't rolling like that. I'm not rolling like that.
Yeah.
I want to put something out there so that everybody will understand. And this is something I had to learn. If your house is more than 1,500 square feet, you have one side and the other side of your house. I'm not even trying to be funny. Once your house hits 1,500 square feet, your house, without your knowledge, is divided into one side to the other side. And it doesn't matter what you think or what you say. Like, my house is not that big, but it's like when I go to the other side of my house, which may seem really minute to me because of how the signals go for Wi-Fi and stuff, it truly is the other side of my house.
Well, yeah.
So I have learned that I have two sides of my house, and my girlfriend, even today, because we were like, she was trying to hook up her Wi-Fi, and I was like, you got to realize you're on the other side of the house. And it was, like, funny because I do have a booster to tell you how my house is, and it's not a humongous house. But I have a Wi-Fi booster to ensure that the rest of my house has Wi-Fi.
Nice. Definitely need that. Because there's dead spots in the house. You know, I don't care where you at. There's dead spots for them. Why does it happen?
But it's funny because it's like, I went to my girlfriend and tell me that she's at home, and it's like, damn, I really didn't think about the fact that, like, she was talking about me because, like, I cooked today. And you guys may laugh, but, like, I cooked and I made us lunch. And I had her stop. Now, to me, stopping to pick up salad is not an issue. Now, grant you, I'm not talking about somebody poor. I'm not talking about someone who makes $5 an hour. I won't tell you what my girlfriend makes, okay? Just the one who was on the show tonight, I won't tell you what she makes an hour.
Okay.
Or what she makes a year. But what I would tell you is that she looked at me and she was like, she's like, I felt kind of guilty because you paid for lunch. She, grant you, I cooked, but I didn't feel like fixing a salad for our lunch. So what I did was, I was like, yo, if I pay, I was like, go pick up the lunch. That's what I did. I'm serious. I ain't even going to try to be funny. I won't tell you why I did it, but I told her, go pick up lunch. I said, go pick up the salad. I'll be ready for us. Okay, we're not fancy folks, and we don't live in bougie neighborhoods. She came to me, and she was like, damn, I felt kind of guilty. I'm like, do I need to pay for lunch, the salad? And I looked at her, and I was like, as much as we pay for each other's shit, are you kidding me? But due to the fact that the community that we live in, now, if I lived in a different community, it would be very unusual to order a salad and have someone pick it up. But where we live at, to order a salad and to go pick up a salad is not unusual because that's what she picked up today. I kid you not. And I know y'all be like, really? You ordered a salad? Yes, I did. I ordered salad.
Okay.
I ordered salad for my girlfriend to pick up so that we can have it with the rest of our lunch because I cooked our lunch. I just didn't feel like making salad. Was it a expensive salad? I guess on some people's standards it would have been. To me, it was a salad. And the fact that she asked me and we kind of looked at each other and laughed.
Mm-hmm.
How many people look at each other and laugh about the price of a salad and you guys don't know? You guys really don't want to know how much our salad cost. I'm just letting you know.
No. Are you serious?
I'm very serious. I ordered
you
two salads.
Jesus.
I mean, it wasn't expensive. It just was what people of color would pay for a salad.
Okay. Gotcha. I understand.
And when I say that, and yeah, I wouldn't steal a typical, but I will say that your average person of color would not pay $7 for a salad.
No,
a salad would not know that.
Yeah, no Puerto Rican would either.
But that was how much one salad cost. And I understand that this was not about me thinking that I was better than anybody else. It was just that I knew what we were going to have for lunch.
Because
we didn't just have salad for lunch. But I felt that if I would have done anything else, and she was like, I feel like I should have paid you, and I was like, why? Grant you, we go to $50 lunches on a regular basis. So today's lunch cost all of $15. Who's hurting on this? When we normally pay $50 for lunch. You see what I'm saying?
I'm curious what you get for lunch that costs $50. I'm curious what you normally get for lunch when you get together that costs $50.
We'll have to talk off here about that.
Okay. And with that being said,
I mean, this is like, but you gotta understand what I go to lunch at. And I know that people will say, $50 for lunch, oh my God. And well, actually, our normal lunch is about $35. Let me rephrase. Our average lunch is about $35.
Still a lot.
Okay, on whose standards?
I'm just saying, for lunch, dinner is one thing. Lunch, for that much, I don't know about that.
$35 for a dinner? Where the hell are you going? McDonald's?
No, I'm saying, you didn't say $50 for dinner.
No, but you said $35. You're talking about $35 for two people at dinner?
No, well, if that's the start, that's fine. But $50 is good, too, for dinner. But $50
no,
for lunch,
but you just said $35
different.
For dinner? $35.
Yeah.
You know what? James, I love you. I love you a whole lot, a $35 dinner?
Hey, Chili's.
Where are you taking me for 30? Why are you taking me for? You must be taking me to. You know what? You must be taking me to Ruby Tuesdays, right?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, something similar. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. But, I had to. And for anybody thinking I'm trying to be funny, no, I know that you can do $35-$40 at Ruby Tuesdays and Chili's. And I had to make sure I understood what I was talking about because $35 is an entree.
Now,
but James, you also know that I'm not being funny when I say that $35 is an entree, right?
No, I know you're not being funny. That's why I didn't laugh. Because that's, yeah, because that's, yeah, it's a normally priced for entree.
So I know there are a lot of people like, oh, Miss V, you bougie. No, okay. I'm the, everybody out there, I am not bougie. But when me and my girlfriends go out, it depends on week. First of all, when I say we're doing lunch on Thirsty Thursday is a regular thing for us, and we start lunch at 3 p.m., which is, is that lunch or is that brunch? You know what I'm saying? And the fact that we don't start until 3 p.m., can you remotely imagine what we're having?
Jesus.
And you're talking about, but I'm talking about $35 between maybe 3 and 7 p.m. is nothing.
No, that isn't.
Yeah, we do. But that's what I'm saying. It's like, so when people call us sheep, we don't even serve until 3 p.m. And it's our version of Thirsty Thursday. What I have respected as my girlfriends because I'm Ms. V. And I know a lot of people don't understand that they would say, I'm nobody.
You're somebody.
Okay. No. I am a D-list celebrity, and I have no problem being a D-list celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
But I am a celebrity, which is a big difference. But there's a big difference in not being a celebrity. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So when I explain to a lot of people, I'm not what you would think as Hollywood celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
I am a D-list.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even go further. I'll say I'm an E-list, okay? But I am on the celebrity scale. Therefore, I do watch the things that I do, and I do watch what I post, and I do watch what I say, just like on our show. I never put my girlfriend's name out there because she's not in the industry at all.
Mm-hmm.
But what I better watch out is that we are going to get cut off because isn't it after 7:30?
Yeah, 7:23.
We know it's going to happen.
Yeah, cut our asses
so
off.
So I'm going to take my happy butt to bed.
Yes. Your happy big butt to bed.
Jesus. And we'll be there tomorrow night for us talk about sex, sex, and more sex.
Yes, 10 p.m. Eastern time.
Boss man.
Yes, that's right. Ooh, boss man, I like that. You make it sound even more prestigious, you saying that, if I pronounce that word correctly. Anyway, thank you all. Thank you all this evening for another exciting and interesting edition of Ask Ms. V Sports. Next week, I'll be riding solo at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here next Thursday. Ms. V will be in Las Vegas doing her thing at the AVN. And tomorrow night, we'll be doing It's All About Sex, It's More Sex, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, me and Ms. V. And we might do a special show Tuesday night. We don't know yet. It's not official, but there's a possibility like we did last year. We might do that. And until then, my friends, enjoy your evening. And, yeah, we'll check you all out tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern Time for Global Sex Explosion, exclusively here on V's After Dark Radio. Good night, everybody, and special good night to Ms. V and her wonderful friends.
Have a great evening, everyone.
And that's right. Bye, everybody. Bye. Bye. Now it's time for me to drink. Bye.